the police in England are getting a pay increase, but will it happen here? Let me speak to Mark Lindsay from the Police Federation. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Just remind us of the exact position across the water as announced yesterday and what you're hoping for, Mark.
Okay, well, I think there's a number of issues. First of all, I think it was the spin by the government was that the public sector pay cap had been lifted. We wouldn't see that as being the case. I think there's a 1% consolidated pay rise, which is their pensionable pay has been lifted by 1%, which is still in line with that policy. The other 1% that was given was unconsolidated, which means it will be removed next year. So, in fact, there'll be 1% taken off whatever pay rise is given next year. So I think there's a wee bit of spin around that. Northern Ireland, the police in Northern Ireland, our pay arrangements work in a similar vein. We present an evidence-based report to a pay review body, which makes a recommendation on what the level of pay should be. And what I would say is that the government in the national government and the Home Office have actually gone against those recommendations by splitting the pay award there. I think the recommendation from there was a 2% consolidated pay rise. The position we're in is that our report is sitting with the Department of Justice and has done for some time, and is unable to be progressed because there's no ministers in place in order to approve such an award.
So you don't accept that the government has ended the public sector pay cap? You don't accept that there's a 2% increase for officers across the water?
No, I think that we will have it for this year, but the 1% is a temporary 1%. It is there for 1 year and 1 year only. So the only consolidated pay rise, the only pay rise going forward, either into their pensionable pay or into their future pay, is 1%.
And the position for police officers in the PSNI over the last couple of years, what has that been?
Well, we've been very much constrained by that 1% as well. I think police officers since 2010 have seen their pay fall by in the region of 15%. We've seen inflation this year now at 2.9%, and again, that's going to be a further the guts of 3% not being awarded to police officers. So again, they're falling further and further behind the cost of living, and we're seeing that day and daily with police officers struggling to make ends meet.
But would you be happy enough for what happened across the water to be implemented here by the Secretary of State?
Well, we'd like to see some pay award, whatever the recommendations are in the pay review body's report. It's not to say we'd be happy with it, because certainly if the 1% consolidated and unconsolidated was awarded here, we would not be happy with that. But I think any pay award is better than having nothing.
So half a loaf, is that sort of...
Well, you know, I think we have to deal with it one step at a time. We have to look at what the report says, and then we have to comment on what it says. I think we would be only speculating. I would be fair to assume that it would be along similar lines, but we would only be speculating at the moment, having not had sight of the report.
How much frustration is there with police with regards to their payment? It comes across a lot from the nurses, from the teachers, the frustration. We don't hear as much from the police.
Well, police officers are very frustrated. We've had, as I say, 7 years of fairly, very stringent pay restraint, which has seen us fall behind. But we've also had the public sector pension reforms, which have eaten into police pensions. They've been very, very detrimental and very, very, financially crippling to some officers. So we have that. We have increases to national insurance, which has meant that police officers have become increasingly frustrated looking at how their pay has fallen back. And we've even looked at some pay slips from years ago, and some police officers starting in the police were earning the same now as they would have been 25 years ago. So police pay has actually fallen way, way, way behind where it should be.
But are the police not earning, or at least up until recently, have they not been earning incredible amounts of overtime?
Well, there's overtime too, but don't forget, you're doing the hours for that overtime. You know, we would be maintaining that, you know, overtime should not be the norm in Northern Ireland, that the police service needs to be properly resourced so that officers are working less overtime. And as we've reported and spoke about quite often, is the stress levels that police officers have with working excessive overtime. Now, the budgets are cut back, so that overtime isn't there. Some officers actually would choose to have their family time and actually have a bit of relief away from the pressures of policing. So it's not all about pulling it in on overtime. You know, don't forget, that overtime is done through hard work in a situation where people are trying to murder them on an almost daily basis.
You speak about resources. Yesterday on the programme we were talking about how well policed Belfast is at night. Do you feel Belfast is adequately policed at night?
Well, I think the police officers in Belfast would say it isn't, and I would tend to agree with them. I think, you know, the police officers who are on the ground do a great job in serving the public, but I think we can always do with more. I think there's people who are waiting on police assistance that maybe wait longer than they would like to wait. We have police officers sitting with a higher workload, which they're running from one call and one job to another, and that causes real pressure. And out of that, we will see inevitably some mistakes made, and some mistakes which, you know, can be quite critical. So it's a very, very high-pressure job. The police, I think, do a really, really good job in Belfast at night, but that doesn't come without its own pressures and its own toll for police officers.
How many officers would we have working in Belfast, ready to go on a call at night?
I don't think it's that many. I couldn't give you exact figures of exactly how many are in Belfast, but there's not a lot. And I know, talking to colleagues, particularly in the north and the west of the city, who feel that they could certainly do with more, that they're running around from pillar to post and in some cases chasing their tails. So, you know, I think whenever we look at how the city centre is placed and the expectation the public have of the police, I think there needs to be some conversations around that.
Yeah, because yesterday an officer who didn't want to be identified was saying there's probably about 50 available for a call in the whole city at night. I couldn't work out. Some people were saying, oh no, it'll only be, you know, three or four per manned police station. So could you give us some idea of what sort of staffing there would be?
Yeah, well, previous issues would show, you know, there's maybe 50 who would be down as working, but then you have officers away, maybe some on leave, there's some on sick leave, there's some on courses, and there are some, you know, who are maybe attending court in those days. So that 50 fairly whittles down to a lot less. And that's where we're seeing the pressures.
And what about the rota? What's the working week for a policeman? Is it, you know, is it a 7-day fortnight? How does that work?
Well, there's a number of shift patterns around, you know, so you would have, but generally it focuses around the demand of the public. And it's trying to get that balance between the demand of the public but also allowing police officers to have, you know, a life. So, you know, generally it would work in around a 4 to 6 week cycle. Quite a lot of weekends, and I think what we're seeing consistently now is police officers' downtime, their rest days at weekends being cancelled and given back to them maybe in the middle of the week, if they even get them back. So there's a lot of pressures on police, in which we would put down primarily to the lack of numbers.
But could you get maybe 4 days off in a row if you work your rota the right way?
There's very few will get 4 days off in a row. Those shift systems are far and few between now.
And finally, just a bit like the fire brigade, if you're ready to go home and the buzzer goes off, well, you've got to go out on the wagon. You can't wait, really, for the guys who might be in 20 minutes' time. Is that the same with the police? If they're out on a call, could they end up not really getting home at the time they're expecting to get home?
Well, that's more common than not. You know, police officers ready to go home, and there's either an incident or there's an incident happening which they have to attend or they are attending. They won't drop everything and go home. That is their rule. But I think, you know, whenever we look at what police officers do in that respect, a lot of that time where they stay on after work, it was going unpaid, and that's part of the thing where we see this commitment of police officers day and daily to actually getting the job done. And it doesn't take very much to actually reward that commitment in some way with an appropriate pay rise or any pay rise at all.
So they're not automatically getting overtime for that?
No, a lot of them don't. You know, they should be, but generally down with budgets, a lot of them actually work on. And you know, and we've consistently said that they need to be paid the appropriate rates for what they work.
Okay, Mark Lindsay, thanks for the overview. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mark Lindsay, Police Federation of Northern Ireland. Good morning to you. What's on your mind? You can let us know. Your